There's good news and bad news in the Gulf. The good news is that Tropical Storm Lee is now a tropical depression. The bad news is it dumped more than a foot of rain in New Orleans before it moved on. The good news, the pump systems worked in New Orleans. The bad news is that some low-lying communities, like Jean Lafitte, ended up flooded. We're now joined by Mark Schlefstein, who's a staff writer at the Times-Picayune paper in New Orleans, and Tim Kerner, the mayor of Jean Lafitte. Mayor, what does the town look like today?
Well, half the town is you know, it's been flooded, but we were able to, the way it looks, the worst is gone and it's over, and we was able to keep the Head Start school, the elementary school, and the high school dry, and a lot of the homes that surround in that area.
Leading up to the storm, it must have been, I mean, it hasn't been all that long since Hurricane Katrina. It must have been very nerve-wracking to wonder how much water was coming in and how you guys would deal with it.
We've had, this is the fifth one we had in a little over 5 years. So we've had Katrina, Rita, Gustav, Ike, and now Lee. Yeah, it's nerve-wracking when it continues to come up and you don't get a break, and there's a lot of rain, and some areas are going under and you're trying to save others. We were able to actually save maybe three areas in every area. I don't really know about the one in Lower Lafitte, but we lost at least 50-60% of the area.
That's Tim Kerner, the mayor of Jean Lafitte, sounding a little tired today, which is understandable. Also with us, Mark Schlefstein, a staff writer at the Times-Picayune newspaper in New Orleans. You know, Mark, as I was saying, there was a lot of concern on how New Orleans specifically would deal with the water, obviously, in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. So what happened?
Well, the town of Lafitte and a couple of other areas that are outside of the main levee system were threatened and hurt by the storm surge that was coming in largely from the south, pushed by this continuous winds for 5 days from this storm. And unfortunately, those winds are continuing in that direction, so it's still pushing up water towards them. The levee system itself, built after Hurricane Katrina, the main levee system, worked just fine for the majority of the New Orleans area, though. The problem that we had really had to do with the amount of rain that accompanied this storm. We had, in some places, have had as much as 17.5 inches of rain so far.
Well, Mark, you know, there was a lot of worry that the storm would actually hit landfall and be stronger when it did. To a certain extent, it's kind of a good thing that it was a tropical storm, Lee, when it got to New Orleans. Was there enough room? Was there wiggle room in the pumping system? Whereas if the storm had dropped, had perhaps brought with it some stronger winds, if it had been a hurricane instead of a tropical storm, would New Orleans still be dry?
Yeah, actually, in terms of the main part of New Orleans, this wasn't really much of a test of that levee system. Some areas had maybe 5 feet of water coming up onto areas close to the levees, but the levees themselves are much higher than that now, anywhere from 15 to 32 feet high.
Well, that's Mark Schlefstein, who's a reporter at the Times-Picayune newspaper in New Orleans. Also with us, Tim Kerner, the mayor of Jean Lafitte. And let me ask you, Mayor, obviously you know that the things worked well. There was a lot of investment in the pump system in New Orleans. Did any of that investment make it out to your town?
No, and you know, it is so sad. I'm glad you asked that question. I'm going to try to answer it as well as I can. I've been up for about 4 days. But I'll tell you that the Corps of Engineers spent probably $1.5 billion or more right here on the West Bank of Jefferson Parish, right next to New Orleans. In the last year and a half, they received the money quick and spent it quick. It takes us in Lafitte over 10 years to get a permit for the Corps to put up a levee. So all the same requirements they make us do, they went ahead and did it on their own. And not only the Edelow South of the injury, they came to me, when I say they, Colonel Lee from the Corps of Engineers, and said, because we were going to protest the largest pump station in the world 10 minutes from us, and the floodgate at Hero Canal that blocks the water much quicker than it would normally be blocked. with the high levy that the gentleman from the town of Piquillo was just talking about. And he said that there's a you know, y'all aware that there's a project called Donaldsonville of the Gulf, and it gives you 100-year protection. We're going to recommend the GIWW alignment, and you're going to get your protection for Lafitte, Barataria, and Crown Point. Well, after telling us that for a few years, right after they built the largest pump station in the world, and the work they did with the Floodgate Hero Canal and the rest of the East and West Harvey Canal, I go to a meeting in Lafourche Parish, the parish next to us, and the Corps of Engineers made a presentation and said that now, after 5 years of telling the people Lafitte, there's going to be a 100-year protection. Now they don't think we can do it. So they even took our due process away where we could have, you know, made a greater fight, more noise, and tried to get included into some of this protection. What they did by lying to us, they made us sit and wait, and now they still don't want to help us. So, I mean, it's just a sad day. You know, today we won a couple battles, and the kids, they could still go to school here, and some of them are going to have to repair their houses, but we won a major battle, but we might be fighting this battle again next week, 3 weeks from now, again next year, because of some of the improvements they made. They didn't do a negative assessment study. They didn't do an environmental assessment study. They didn't do all the reconnaissance preliminary study, all the studies that they make everybody else in the world do, and prolongs their protection. The Corps of Engineers came in and just threw that up, and not counting the freshwater, the virgin project and everything they're doing to us, that's having a negative impact. And just like we are not citizens of America, to be honest.
That's Tim Kerner, the mayor of Jean Lafitte. I assume, Mayor, I saw pictures of you putting up actual rocks and sandbags, the people of Jean Lafitte. Is that still going on?
Well, it's just about over now. We put up over 100,000 sandbags. We put up tube Tiger Dam levees. We put up rock levees. We did everything we possibly could within our power to big rock bags to stop the water from coming in certain areas. And we were successful in most areas.
Okay, Tim Kerner, mayor of Jean Lafitte, been up for 4 days trying to keep his town dry. And Mark Schlefstein, staff writer at the Times-Picayune newspaper in New Orleans. Thanks to both of you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.